Okay, you're on. I'll turn it up a bit. Good morning, Commissioners. I hope I'm on. Good morning, Commissioners. Oliver Jacob, Community Planning Director, and with me is Jeff Knighton, who is a project staff on this item, and I'm going to turn it over to him. This is something that came to the county and came to the board via complaint, so the board charged us to entertain doing some code work to make this very understandable, and I'll turn it over to Jeff.
Good morning, Commissioners. As Oliver mentioned, this came to us as a complaint in early January of this year, and we've been working on a draft of the ordinance and presenting it to various public committees and receiving recommendations from those committees. And we have a ordinance here that was recommended for approval by the Planning Commission in June 19th of this year. What we did in order to develop this was we drafted an ordinance, talked to some various departments, various staff in different departments around the county, and then I went out to massage businesses, legitimate massage businesses in the county, two in Hazeldale, there's one in Salmon Creek, and then there's a massage school that's licensed by the state that's within the city of Vancouver, but it was the only school that we were able to get to solicit comment from them, input for the ordinance. None of those businesses had a comment or a problem with the draft of the ordinance that we had, so we took it to NAC on
May 12th
of this year, NAC, the Neighborhood Association Committee. And they also had no comments and were favorable toward what we had drafted. And then on, as I mentioned, in June of this year, we took the ordinance to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission did recommend a few changes. They were submitted by the public, and I asked the Planning Commissioners about those, and they reacted favorably and asked me to include those in the final draft that we submit to you. Those requirements, the additions were for a photo to be displayed with the, yes?
I have a question. Your wish would be kind of funny at first, but it's really not really that funny. You said you went to visit several legitimate massage businesses. Mm-hmm. The question is, are there, in your opinion, massage businesses that are out there that, are not, that don't necessarily fit into that category now?
I know there have been some because Vancouver Police Department has raided. I know there has been some, has been a few in the county, in the city limits actually. Vancouver Police Department has raided a couple of these establishments over the last couple months, and those places were shut down. As far as any additional ones, I'm not aware of any at the moment, but I think what the ordinance is intended to address is to try to prevent that from happening.
So this would apply to the unincorporated areas. Does Vancouver and the other incorporated areas have this requirement posting legitimate license on the wall?
Commissioner, what we have done and have extended, call it an olive branch to the cities that upon adoption of this ordinance by the county, we will make it available to any of the local jurisdictions that wants to adopt it, and they welcome that.
In other words, we are inviting them to follow our lead.
Yes.
If the Vancouver Police Department graded an illegitimate basis upon what was their basis for being able to have some standing, they would say you're violating, what were they violating?
As far, I don't believe it was license requirements, but I do believe there were reports of prostitution in a couple of these cases, and that's what was reported in the media.
There's already laws on the books. We have laws on our books that would basically allow our sheriff to do the same thing in the unincorporated areas now, right?
Our goal is to have the board adopt this ordinance, and then it will give staff, Maddie's shop, and the opportunity to have some of this be regulated, if you will. We don't regulate them, but they will have to come in and go through our own process. Maybe they're moving into an existing building, tenant improvement, and so forth. So our staff will follow this in the view of that. This is, if you go to page...
Before you do that,
yes?
Certainly this is an additional step which makes sense, and so I'm not questioning that at all. But I assume whatever basis the city, the police department had for prostitution, that we have the same equivalent laws on our books. That was that was a statewide law, right? So our sheriff can do the same thing. So
yes.
All right. Thanks. I don't need it, but I understand.
I wanted to, what you were starting off on the planning commission recommendations. Mm-hmm. You have a list of those?
They are incorporated into the draft that you have in front of you.
My next question is to follow up on that along those lines would be, do they run parallel with the city of Vancouver?
The cities don't have ordinances exactly like this. We're going to provide, should the commissioners choose to adopt this ordinance the way it's drafted, we'll provide a copy to each of the cities that request it. Their process, however, is probably going to be a little bit different than the counties, and the way the difference between cities and counties, the way they regulate things, cities have the ability to issue business licenses, and the counties do not. That's what presented a challenge for us, but I think a lot of the requirements will likely be the same, just a different mechanism, right?
Was or is there a need to have the health department involved?
We asked at the beginning of this process if the health department, if they saw any purpose for them to be involved, and had extensive discussions with Dr. Melnick. Generally, when a business is regulated by the health department, it's either because the business has a body, has a water, either a sauna or a public pool, something like that, or serves food. And since these businesses generally don't have either one of those things, Dr. Melnick didn't see a purpose for the health department.
My other point is that I don't want to be more restrictive, but yeah, we want to make sure they're authentic. And I think that was our target, to make sure that we're authentic and legitimate.
Yeah, what we tried to do here was make this as least cumbersome as possible, and that's one of the big reasons I went out and talked to the businesses that I did to make sure that they weren't
being targeted.
Yeah, they weren't more inconvenienced than they would have to be.
And I think Jeff's done a great job of that. And here, if you turn to page 2 and look at the exemptions that he's included, I think that really goes to show reaching out to those, you know, current legitimate businesses and saying, how can we work with you? And you'll find many of them will probably fall within one of those exemptions.
So this says that there is no responses, any responses back. And all of your responses so far to the legitimate businesses that are out there have been positive.
Correct.
This says in a statement that says that staff also presented the proposed code to the NAACC. And I assume that have they responded at all?
They didn't respond after the meeting, either in writing or by telephone. At the meeting itself, everybody there seemed pretty favorable.
Oh,
I didn't receive anything.
At the meeting, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, we're being business friendly. There's no reservations from the businesses at all. They embrace this. Mm-hmm. Great.
The one comment I did receive, although it wasn't in writing, I talked to the owner of one of the businesses, and she said that she's more in favor of this because it protects their legitimate business interests.
Yes.
They don't want to be seen as anything other than legitimate.
Okay.
We have hearing.
Yeah, we have a hearing on August 12th scheduled, and I just wanted to mention, even though I have it written here, that the Planning Commission, the two changes that they made to the ordinance we presented to them was for the photo to accompany the license being displayed at the business, and the other one was for these changes to be applied to all massage businesses, even existing ones. So, but there is no additional cost to the existing businesses. They just have to provide the state license.
They need to go to school for this. So they wouldn't have any apprenticeships.
No. Yeah, there's schools throughout the state. The one here in Clark County that I was able to speak with is Everest College, just off Mill Plain in 136. And in order to satisfy the requirements for the State Department of Health to receive your license, you have to have, I believe, 1,800 hours of coursework.
Wow.
And that's then they can receive their license from the state, provide it to us, and receive
and
their
license. We made notice of that on our next hearing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's all we have, Commissioners.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's coming before us on August 12th.
Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday.
Yep. And at that point, the opportunity is for us to adopt it, and then you have like 30 days after that, or is it instantly adopted?
Commissioners, you can make it effective. We will draft an ordinance. You can make it effective.
Same day?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What I can do is I can draft the ordinance as long as you're satisfied with the language here, but we still have to deliberate at the meeting and adopt it. But I'll have it available for signature immediately after the meeting.
Yes, that'd be good.
Would they have to apply for anything from you or to post their license on the wall?
So, yeah, I haven't given much thought to how this is implemented other than perhaps for new businesses when they have a tenant improvement or commercial.
You want to examine these facilities?
No, I do not.
They had a bidding process down there when they did that.
So I think we'd capture the sort of the time of any kind of move-in or tenant improvement space on the building side. I don't want to create a new application and form and fee. The review and approval criteria that you'll see at the bottom of page one is very simple, very straightforward.
Great.
In terms of existing businesses, we'd have to look at contacting them and asking them to furnish the materials that are required under this review and approval criteria. And I don't know what form that takes, but we'll do it as simply as we can.
That was also a question at the Planning Commission, how it would apply to existing businesses. And I had intended to just write a letter to each of the existing ones in the county.
And notify them of the rule.
Yeah.
30 days to,
right, to comply.
How many days to merge
I'm looking in here to see where does it show, or where does it say that the picture of the license plate is supposed to be on?
Is it on, look at review and approval.
It's number two.
Number two?
Yeah, I noticed
on page
that too.
One.
I didn't see the actual photo language, so I think maybe we need to add it in there under one.
Must be displayed.
There's several number twos. Which number two is
that? 5.7040.
Bottom of page one. Yeah, I didn't see. I was thinking the same thing, but I was going to have to bring it up and see if maybe I had an old copy, but I didn't see the photo. But
yeah,
I think we need to put it in there.
Yeah, this might. Hope it must not have hit save. I apologize. That'll be in the ordinance that you receive.
So you add that on your
card? Yeah, I got it. And I added it on there. I must have printed a full copy.
Okay. Thank you.